Tennessee legislators have authority to view covenant shooters' writings with caveat of maintaining confidentiality. What in the world is in the manifestos of Audrey Elizabeth
that
Hale
can't get out.
That must not be seen by the world? Well, as Demon Investigator, King Dude Investigates, as the creator of the show, which we haven't yet filmed, but you've heard it a couple dozen times, and I am working on my podcast series, exclusive podcast series for Crusade Max on the Las Vegas shooter, Stephen Paddock. I can tell you what's in it. I bet Maggie O'Connell can tell you what's in it. You know what's in it? Straight people derangement syndrome. She went looking for heterosexual straight people and their offspring to murder. That's what's in it.
It's going to show trans
derangement syndrome hatred for all things reasonable, rational, normal, and most importantly, if you want to call it this, straight. Let's just say natural. It's going to show that over time, this condition got worse. It's going to show that she was in contact with other tranny lunatics who were also planning and talking about taking out their hatred for God, which is what they are practicing, their hatred for God against more of what they perceive to be the enemy. That means us. That's what it's going to show. It's also going to show that it probably left a social media trail, which has now been completely scrubbed. It's gone. Google took care of that. The CIA knocked that out that day. It's going to show that these people do not seek engagement in society. They do not seek to assimilate. They seek to conquer. They seek to have the world look like they look. They seek to have all of you, all of us, behave the way they behave. This is not about acceptance. It's not about equality. This is about complete and total subjugation and domination. That's what it's going to show. Now, I have to ask the question, if you're a Tennessee legislator and you get access to this and you see things in there that you know show you that there are other, well, let's just call them sleeper tranny cells out there that are just, there are powder kegs that are going to, some event's going to trigger them. Don't you have a duty, especially as a legislator, don't you have a duty to tell the world what you've seen? I must say, this might be one of the, this is like hiding the who shot JFK document. Various parties are in the midst of legal proceedings seeking to force the Metropolitan Nashville Police Department, according to the Epoch Times, to release the writings of Audrey Elizabeth Hale and other related documents concerning her assault in a covenant school in March, including concerned citizens, nonprofit groups, media organizations, and now state legislators. A number of Tennessee legislators have publicly called on Hale's writings to be released, not only for transparency purposes, but in order to scrutinize her writings in the course of the legislative process. You see, they can't let this get out because then legislators are going to be aghast and they're going to want to act. And they're going to want to act swiftly and they're going to want to act completely. Don't leave the door open. Ladies and gentlemen, this is always going to devolve to where we are here today. There was never any other course for this. Why do you think your kind, humble host has been telling you for part near 7 years now the demons are ascendant, they've come for the children, and they won't take no for an answer? The ultimate prize here is scandalizing, then traumatizing, then mutilating, and then helping damn to hell every child that they can gain access to. The Tennessee legislatures learn of this and then act accordingly. Then they will act to nip it in the bud, Andy. And so will other states, like Louisiana. So you must be thinking, and rational people should be thinking, what in the hell is it? What are they trying to hide here? Can I just point something out? Do you remember the guy, the lunatic that went shot up all the mosques and church? What's it called in New Zealand? Church Point. That's in Louisiana. Christchurch. In Christchurch, New Zealand. We knew what his name was, day of. We also had complete published accounts, or his manifesto, if you will, was published same day. Now, why did they publish his manifesto the same day, which was filled with all sorts of violent ramblings? Well, because they could make him out to be a skinhead, white supremacist Nazi, a neo-Nazi. And that's fine, and that's cool, because it's all right to the world's not, look, the world needs to be terrified of neo-Nazis, needs to be horrified of white supremacists, unless, of course, you're white. And to forward that agenda and to just continue to promote that all white people are bad, it's white privilege, it's evil white privilege, and this and that and the other. Yes, publish the manifesto from the Christchurch shooter. I don't even remember the guy's name now. As a matter of fact, what happened to him? Did he ever go on trial? But this is the takeaway from this. In order to continue conditioning our minds, the release of the Christchurch shooter's manifesto fits into the plan. Audrey Elizabeth Hale's manifesto, though, must not. This is the only conclusion that you can draw. Logic and reason now are dictating that the people that are in charge of this have been told, probably by the Biden regime, Merrick Garland and the other usual Rainbow Purification League suspects, release it, you're dead. Maybe they mean that metaphorically. Maybe they don't. Another story that has bearing on why this manifesto cannot be released. Let's go to the state of Georgia. Biden educrats overrule Georgia parents to protect porn in schools. This is yesterday. Jordan Boyd. Bureaucrats and regime leader Biden's Department of Ill Education just put their thumb on the scale of a book dispute in Georgia by not only smearing parents' concerns about sexually explicit books in schools, but also leveraging their federal power to intimidate districts that have successfully purged porn from campuses. In the Biden regime's latest attempt to weaponize an arm of the federal government against parents, the DOE's Office for Civil Rights, that's the OCR, wrote a letter to Forsyth County School Superintendent Jeff Bearden on 19 May, outlining everything it deemed wrong with the district's decision to pull several inappropriate books from school bookshelves. Not only did the federal agency demand that the district offer, quote, supportive measures to students who may have been impacted by the book removal process. How is a 9-year-old impacted by the removal of a book? What you think about that? That is a statement of illogic. That's completely and totally illogical. You can't be affected by something that you have not been exposed to. You can say you've been deprived, but in this instance, is depravity? Well, depravity is the actual word, isn't it? What an irony. Remember, you have to flip everything. It is depravity that they wish to visit upon the children, so they're going to say the children have been deprived. See how they do that? Have been deprived of access to the books on porn. This book is gay, is among the works there. We all know what's in this book is gay. Yeah. Homosex. That's what's in it. Graphic depictions and descriptions of homosexual men having sex. Only it's written for boys. Yes, little boys. The Biden regime is now insisting that this is some form of sick, twisted equality? Children are not considered to have been or aren't considered equal and have now the civil right to view pornography in school? Folks, this is not a Rubicon that you cross. The Rubicon was crossed long ago. This is an attempt here. This is an attempt here in broad daylight with the full force of the of bad law and bad lawyers to try and force feed this crap, this garbage, this evil, and pump it directly into the brains of very curious children. I was curious when I was 13, weren't you? What kid isn't curious when you're 13? Shava 13. But to use the power of the Attorney General of the United States office to bring this about, wouldn't you rather, maybe that some of them, wouldn't you rather that they just go ahead and get it over with and just declare the war? And say that the war is being fought to turn all children into good little lesbians, sodomites, and trannies? Because that's what they're doing. Used to be, you know, back in the 90s, in the good old days, when Jocelyn Edwards was Surgeon General of the United States, we just wanted to turn little boys into horn dogs and little girls into sluts. That was back in the good old days. Well, now we still want to turn them into horn dogs and sluts, but we just want them to be horny for other boys, and we want them to be sluts for other girls, or to turn into little boys to transition into little boys and then be turned on back to girls. That way you can claim, like, oh, no, I'm not a lesbian. No, 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 it's girl on this boy on girl text. This is sick.
They really do have build-a-queer kids.
Trump said it yesterday. He goes, this isn't woke. This is sick. There's a sickness out there. We should be scared of this. These people are truly demented. This is like something out of a Philip K. Dick novel. Not only did the federal agency, back to Jordan Boyd, not only did the federal agency demand that the district offer supportive measures to students who may have been impacted by the book removal process, but the OCR also ordered the Georgia School District to administer a, quote, climate survey, close quote, to middle and high school students so bureaucrats can, quote, assess whether additional steps need to be taken, close quote. Wait, what's an additional step? What are you going to have bureaucrats visit kids' home and go, hey, you were deprived of viewing this porn book here? Well, I didn't really want to read that one. We're not asking you, kid. Take the book, open it up, and start reading. But I really don't want to. Sound of a round being chambered from a gun with a magazine. I'm not asking you, kid. I'm telling you. You know, Walter from the Big Lebowski. Mark it red! You think I'm messing around here? Mark it red! This has to be the most This story is so screwed up. When I read it yesterday, I went, no. Come on. No. You had to be taking a poetic license with the facts, Jordan. The OCR predicated its probe into Forsyth County schools, this is in Georgia again, on allegations from an unnamed complainant. Isn't that just convenient? You don't have to name who it is. It's an unnamed. They don't even know if the person that complained was from Forsyth County. Folks, secede! The national divorce needs to happen. The only way to stop this is to separate from it. But let's go to the next step, though. What if they declare war on us? That's where you go, like, okay, that's it, dude. You came for the children. Nope. The answer is no.